you know, there are people that you have, heard about. You have a lot of mutual friends, but you haven't met personally yet for whatever reason. My next guest is one of those women. She is so well thought of, and we have so many folks in common, but I had the distinct pleasure of really meeting her for the first time last fall when I was moderating a women's event over at St. Joseph's College, and she was on the panel, and I was kind of blown away by her, so we got kept in touch since then, and she's here today. Her name is Kathy McAfee, and she is the guru of motivational speaking, networking, just kind of living your life in the business side and the personal side. Kathy, I am so glad to see you today.
I am delighted to be here.
And one of the funny things we discovered the day that we met last fall, we share the same birthday.
That's right, November 18th.
November 18th. And you were just saying that you turn, I'm going to say it publicly, you don't mind.
I love it.
You turn 50 this birthday.
That's right, big milestone.
So this is a biggie. Oh, my goodness.
I bet you're wondering how I'm going to celebrate my 50th birthday.
Well, you know, that is my question of the week, Kath.
Well, I have a plan. I've had it for over 3 years.
Really?
I would like to have a Greek salad on the beach in Greece. That's my dream, is to be in Greece.
Have you ever been to Greece?
I have not.
Nor have I.
Yes.
But it's on my list.
I know they're in some kind of political and economic, you know, upheaval, so I may need to take my salad and go somewhere else, but that's my dream. And so we are saving money. I am lining up the babysitters. We are blocking the time. And
really?
And
so you hope to be celebrating your 50th birthday in Greece. Now, I hope you're envisioning, I love all of that, but I hope you're envisioning like a nice glass of red wine to accompany that salad.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right. Just want to make sure. I want to get the complete picture here for you, Cap. That's wonderful. Oh, goodness. Well, and Kathy, there are so many things that you and I can talk about, and I want to invite you back already to talk about some other things. But today, as I mentioned, I invited Kathy on. She is the author of a wonderful book, by the way, the title of which is Networking Ahead for Business. And let's talk about networking. I remember, Kathy, when I was a recruiter, years before I got into radio, I owned a corporate recruiting firm for many years, and people would come to me when they were looking for jobs. And I remember thinking at the time, and I'm sure this is still true, though I've been out of that line of work for 10 years now, as I say, the number one part of a job search that people didn't either do enough of or do correctly was networking.
Absolutely.
They didn't know how to do it. They didn't want to do it. They were bashful. They wanted no part of it.
And they only do it when they're in desperation mode, when they are out of work trying to find new employment. And I think this is one of the reasons why I wrote this book, because at this present time, we have millions of people out of work who are suddenly waking up and going, oh my gosh, I got to network. I got to make connections. This is how most people, in fact, probably over 70% of people find their next job.
And that has always been the case.
Absolutely.
That has always been the case, more so than recruiters, more so than newspaper ads, more so than online job postings. It has always been your network.
Absolutely. And so the idea is really to be networking your whole life. And it is a very natural activity. If you think about the people that you have stayed in touch with from college, from elementary school, that's networking. That's staying in touch and having a relationship with someone over time. So how do you take that same basic skill, that natural human socialization phenomenon, and take it into your career and business life?
And personal life as well, in
Absolutely.
Terms of networking. You know, if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for a spouse, it really is all about relationships.
Actually, I met my husband really through networking.
Did you really? Well, of course you did.
Well, it was by accident. I didn't even know it was really happening, but that's how I met him, through a connection, through a recommendation, and then a little magic happened.
Now, why do you think, you are the expert, why do you think that people struggle so much with networking? What is it about the word, what is it about the concept that people just, many people get so anxious about?
I think there is a fear and a concern about transaction, about selling something, about selling yourself. And there's a big cloud over the idea of self-promotion. You know, we've been taught to be humble, and this is not a good thing.
So women in particular.
Absolutely. So when you network, you do have to position yourself quickly, and you have to also ask people for help. You have to say, here's what I'm looking to do, and can you help me? Now, the other wonderful part is then you can turn around and say, what's going on in your life? What are you struggling with? What do you need? How can I help you?
That's right. What can I do for you?
So that's the value exchange. I consider this, Mary, the spirit of networking, helping others and asking for help. Mm-hmm. You must be good at both sides of the equation.
And remember that most people like doing something to help you. It will make them feel good as well if they can put you in touch with a date. I don't know why I keep going back to the personal thing here, but a date or a job lead. I mean, that will make them feel good.
Absolutely, because they care about you and you've allowed them to help you. Now, how can you help people help you more easily? That's the question we need to be thinking about, is that we need to know what we're looking for, who we're looking to meet, what problem we're struggling with, and we need to be able to articulate that when, let's say, we're having coffee together. So when you ask me, gee, Kathy, how can I help you? I cannot give you that deer in a headlight, I don't know, I haven't thought about the question look. I have to say, well, Mary, I am just kicking off a new keynote speech. It's called Kick Up Your Prospects, How to Network Like a Black Belt to Grow Your Business. I'm debuting this Thursday, and maybe I want to ask you to come look at it, or do you know anybody else who is hiring keynote speakers? Would you consider recommending? Maybe it's something like that. But you would have never guessed that I was up to something that crazy.
Not at all. But I love that. And I want to talk about that, as a matter of fact. I was speaking with Kathy McAfee, who has a great, great book out. Networking Ahead for Business is the name of it. And, you know, I just had a flash, Kathy, when you mentioned that, in terms of going back to my recruiting days. I would always tell people before they were going on interviews, make sure that you are prepared for questions. You know, at the end of an interview, when someone says, do you have any questions? The wrong thing to say is no. You always have to be prepared for questions. And that's what you're saying. When you're meeting someone for coffee, think ahead of time. Be prepared for how you can help them and what you want to ask of them to help you.
And here's something for a job seeker. Sometimes when you're job seeking for months and months and months, there's a little thing that happens to your ego and your self-confidence. It starts to go down. You get a little depressed. Oh. And you begin to think that you have nothing to offer the world. You are wrong in that regard. You have so much to offer regardless of your circumstance and employment situation. So even when you're networking and looking for work, you have something to give somebody else. So if I'm networking with someone who's in a high position, who could really change my future, I will say to them, how can I help you? Because I can. I have contacts. I have ideas. I have energy. I can help them in so many ways. And that creates a balance of that relationship. So here's just a tip, a confidence-building tip for job seekers. Always ask the people you're networking with, how can I help you? And know that you can.
And I'm correct, Kathy. You're going to be at the Connecticut Women's Conference.
I am. I'm so excited.
On March 24th.
March 24th at the Farmington Marriott. I've actually been invited to be on the panel of Women and Philanthropy, which I am so excited about because one of my goals and aspirations and what I call my I am statements is I am a philanthropist. I will be giving away millions of dollars to worthy organizations around the world. I just have to figure out how. You know, it's just a matter of when and, you know, how
that,
can I...
Yeah. That's just the detail,
that's
though.
That's the detail, but I consider myself a philanthropist. And I want to encourage other women in this case, in this conference, to really embrace that idea. It's not just about, you know, a little bit of, I don't have enough money, I don't have time. It's about really making an impact in the world.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I actually didn't get to talk about it on the show today. I always, you know, I walk into the studio every weekend with lots of ideas and never have time to get to all of them, of course, because get sidetracked and get great calls and so on, which is always my preference. But I was thinking this morning about talking about, you know, why I'm on a personal mission this year to really increase the number of people who recognize that they the amount of control they have over their own happiness. One of the things, and it's all simple things that we have full control over and full power over, and that's what gives me goosebumps in life. One of those things, Kathy, is what you just mentioned. You know, research has shown that we are most happy when we are giving, whether it's money, and it doesn't have to be a lot of money. You know, even if we're talking just tip generously, you know, buy a cup of coffee for a colleague. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It just has to be a sincere gesture. Mm-hmm. But giving money or buying other things for people, and that increases our own level of happiness. That makes us feel good.
Absolutely. And back to philanthropy and doing good in the world, the other thing you have to offer is your connections, the fact you know people, and putting people together to help create some good in the world means you're creating good in the world. So again, whether if cash resources are a little bit low, you have your talent, you have your time, you have your connections, your network. And then eventually when things change, you're going to have cash and money reserves to help. So even that, and yeah. I will tell you that one of the things I've discovered in this last year is that serving on a nonprofit board is a phenomenal boost to your network. And getting to know those other board members, not just doing the work of the board, but I will say doing the work of the board is getting to know the board, but you're with all these other incredible people, and if you spend the time to get to know them, incredible things can happen to your business and life.
How your life can unfold from that point forward. And life, to me, is really all about relationships.
Absolutely.
You know, whether you're talking about networking, business, personal, it's all about relationships. Kathy McAfee. See, I knew we'd run out of time long before, Kathy.
Invite
we ran out
back.
Of things to talk about. You are invited back. The title of her book is Networking Ahead for Business. What is the best way folks can get your book and get in touch with you to follow up on anything that you've talked about today?
I have a website that accompanies the book, and that is www.networkingahead.com. And if you sign up for free weekly networking tips, which are right there on the website, you'll get every Monday morning something you can do to enhance your networking power that week. And this week coming up is actually networking from a place of strength.
I love it. Kathy McAfee, Networking Ahead for Business is the website. The website one more time?
Networkingahead.com.
Kathy, thank you so much. Happy birthday, only 11 months in advance, November 18th, 50th.